going to do a lesson called Sliding Along the Legs tonight. And this is a lesson that length, but it's a little bit more complicated than that because we're going to be working with kind of lengthening the whole back of our body. Hi, Ingrid. Oh, you got some. It's an interesting one, and you'll have to see what you discover for yourself at every lesson, right? Mm-hmm. Tonight we'll be doing something very strange. But we will be doing some what you're doing, the way that you use yourselves. And what I would say to you is you don't need to, you just find the way that works for you. Both feet, so you might really have to curl and even lift your head off change. We'll be doing a lot of kind of holding the leg, either holding here and rubbing the inside of the leg, holding here, rubbing the outside of the leg. And you'll see with the instructions that I'll be asking you to work with your back on the ground actually quite a bit. So go ahead and lie down and you know, let yourself get confused. Sarah on the camera might see Terry's feet. No, you're perfect. It's perfect because then there's a couple different views. And then as you're resting down, maybe for a moment, straighten your legs and see how that feels, just to get a sense of where you begin, the space behind your lower back, the space behind your knees, space behind your ankles, sense of your breath. Yeah, arriving. And I know there's Kim. For some of us, the heat. Hi, glad you're here. For some of us, the heat, it's like, you know, you just don't want parts of your body touching other parts of your body. So this is all we'll have to see. You can get the ice cubes. Go ahead and bend your knees and stand your feet. Hi, Kim. I'm glad you're here. And we're going to start with a couple of movements just to see what they're like and see how things are different for you. So bring your knees up over your chest. Let your feet be in the air. You can have your knees a bit bent, and then reach between your legs and take hold of your arches from the inside. So, yeah, and then bend your knees a little bit. Yep, that's right, Ingrid, too. That's right, absolutely. Same, Kim, that's right. And then experiment with lengthening your legs up to the ceiling, lengthening your arms, and just seeing what it's... You're aiming towards the ceiling in a direction, and that's a good question, but maybe it'll be a little bit down or a little bit up. You're just experimenting. Okay, good. Then let that go. And now, take the outside. Yep, that's right, Ingrid. You've got the right idea. Coming around the outside of your legs, taking the outside side of both feet, and same thing, reaching your leg. I mean, even that can be like, what? And then reaching your legs. You're sort of going up toward the ceiling, but it might be... Good. And then let that go and lengthen your legs. So the first half of this lesson we'll be working mostly with down. So we'll start with the right. So stand both feet first, bending your legs. And then, just like you did, reach your right knee over your chest, your right foot oriented up toward the ceiling a little bit. And this time, you'll take your right hand, starting at your right thigh, like the outside of your hip, and you'll start to slide your hand towards your as far as you can go easily, and then you just come back down. Yep, you're just sliding your hand. Yep. And there's lots of places on the outside of your leg that you would address. There's the back outside of your leg. There's the top outside of your leg. Feel, softer, the muscles. Good. And this is kind of something we call proprioceptive touch. It's a way of offering kindness to yourself. You know, the way that you shape your hand around your leg. You'll feel differences in temperature. You might feel soft parts, hard parts. Reaching and really efforting. Just notice where that is and then come back. And you're going to help yourself to reach further by lifting your head. when you reach. So you're going to reach, yep, sliding your hand along your leg so that your hand goes a little bit closer to your ankle and then coming back down. Yep. And now, of course, now you have a sense of it. Oh, nice. Great job. Yep, you could take a break at any point. Try rolling slightly one direction or the other. And everyone looks like they're doing a really good job of not stretching, not working to stretch. That was a lovely smile, Kim. And if it helps your video to have your video off, let that go and rest for a moment. Legs long or legs bent, either way. Bring your leg over your chest. Your knee can be as bent as it needs to be, so you really don't want to feel a stretch. That's not the flex in your foot doesn't need to be very strong. And now you're going to take your left hand to the outside. So everywhere your right hand just was, you're going to try and bring your left hand there. And so you'll take your right hand behind your head and do the same thing of lifting your head on the exhale to help yourself take your left hand and go all the places you can reach. Lengthen, your shoulder will lengthen. The weight behind you will shift on the ground so that your low ribs actually sink a little into the ground and then you come back down. Yeah, mind touch. And each time you come, maybe there's a different angle, a different way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can take a break anytime you want. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. And then let that go. Echo right now of where your hand was on your leg. A little difference already, just even in sensation. You get a lot of feedback in your hands. Okay. And then when you're ready, you can bend your knees and stand your feet. You'll bring your right hand this time to the inside of your legs. You're going to find kind of the area near your groin, and you'll take your right hand all the way up the inside side of your leg. So maybe you had a really nice color of paint that you were using at the circumference of your leg, focusing on the inside side. Yeah. And you can notice, you know, we're not in a hurry, so it's leisurely. Curious, you know, there's all these bumps around the knee, there's places where we know we have muscle attachments, maybe, if those of you that have studied anatomy, maybe there are places where you have had discomfort, you're just checking it out. And then how can you help yourself with yourself to make this even easier? Yep. And there's a folding that happens when you lift your head that helps the whole back of you from the base of your skull all the way down the spine, all the way in the back. Thing about your back body can get long and help to reach. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can bring your leg towards you more. Like there's no rules about keeping your foot up toward the ceiling. You can do whatever you want. If you want to reach and get the sole of your foot for a moment, you can. Yeah, like so interesting. Good, and then come down and rest. You'll see a little pattern to the lesson. So now bring the same leg up to where you had it. Maybe it's a little more bent, a little less bent over your chest. And then you'll take your left hand different to travel that area with your hand. The inside of the thigh, maybe the back of the thigh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just kind, not looking for anything other than the sensations that are there, very little in your leg. And then there's some magic happening in your chest, in the way that you're curling and pressing into the ground. Yeah, and play with, maybe you press a little more into the left, maybe you roll a little to the right next time. Go ahead. True that I heard teach this lesson once, and she said this is like hands meet leg, leg meet hands. Hands do lots of things, but this is not usually one. Maybe you put lotion on your leg every once in a while, but usually in her right leg over your chest. And bring both legs, be around wherever you can reach easily with both hands. And then you're going to slide your hands up the back of your leg. So you'll find the small of your knee, that area behind your knee that's really soft and usually very warm. And then as far up as you can go, and then come back down. And you can help yourself make this a little easier by lifting your head. Yeah, that was kind of, there's different ways. Yeah, maybe your pants could get pulled down or up, it's fine. It just doesn't matter. Your head curl, your sternum down towards your pubic bone so that you can reach a little further with your legs and more easily. Then come down. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's a great idea. So one of the ways to do this would be to exhale. Hi, Holly. On as you bring your head would be because when you exhale, it's going to facilitate you curling and lifting your head a little bit more easily. And when you come down, it's a good point to inhale because you'll have more space in the chest. Oh. Yep. Good. Okay, and now, good job getting some padding. One of the things too sometimes is for some of you that are having like discomfort, if you have discomfort in one side of your sacrum, what you can do is switch and work with the other leg for a while, even though it'll be a little different lesson for you, but you can do that. That's totally fine. So, and this time, you're going to take a hold of your ankle or your arch with your right foot, and you're going to do it around the outside of your right foot, and then your left hand right below your kneecap. So it'd be like the top of your shin. Yeah, that looks right. So, yeah. And then you're going to make circles with your ankle, helping with your arm. So you're going to take your ankle, make a circle just with the ankle. Okay. And then now keep your ankle still and make a whole circle with the whole lower leg. Yeah, so you'll have to bend your knee at some points and straighten at some points. Yep. Your knee kind of will, it'll be like a cone-shaped circle. Yep. And now that you're kind of figuring it out, that's right, Sarah. Yep. Yep. Yeah, and where you hold doesn't matter, Holly. It's like you just find the place where you can reach. It can be the ankle, it can be wherever, and you just kind of find the way you can do it. Yep. And then here, just find a rhythm for yourself. Maybe you exhale as you bend the knee, and you inhale as you straighten it, or maybe you do the opposite. So you just find a way to have your breath be easy and simple. Yeah, nice. And some of you are really rolling along, and there's something happening in your hip, even when you're just making the small circle. Good job. Yep. And then go the second direction. Go the second direction. So wherever you are. And you don't have, you're right, you don't have to hold your leg. One of the things that happens when you do hold the leg is that it helps to involve your chest a little bit and in the folding of you. That's a good, curious way to do it too. But you could also roll a little more or less, right or left. Yep. Just keeping the breath coming in and going out, and then take a rest. when you're ready. And if you lengthen both legs down, you might see that one leg is feeling a little different than the other. Okay, and remember in your mind's eye which hand you had on your ankle and which hand you had on your knee. And now find a way to take hold of your leg, the same leg, but with the hands in the reverse position. So your left hand's going to go towards your arch or towards maybe your ankle. Your right hand is going to go to the knee. Yep, and so now you're going to guide yourself in circles in this way. And it's going to be very different. It might be much easier. Yep, nice and slow. Slow, 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 slow. So you can keep taking care of your knee. And when your foot goes to the right, your knee probably is going to go to the left. And when your foot goes to the left, your knee's probably going to come in. Yeah, that's right. Okay, and then see if you can find when you would lift your head and exhale. What part would that help with? Maybe when your leg is getting longer would be the time to exhale and lift your head. And then you could inhale as you come around. Nice taking breaks. I see a lot of people taking good care of themselves. Good. And then pause and let that go. Did I have you do both directions? I wasn't paying it. I like lost the plot. I didn't? Okay. You did it anyway? Yeah, okay, good. We're trained. some of us are just, we just do. Okay. We don't need to do both directions. It's okay. Okay. And now take the ankle with your, if you're working with the right leg, you'll reach for your ankle with your right leg, bring your knee over your chest, stand your left foot. You can do the other side if you prefer. And now take your left hand. You're just going to reach and reach for your hand where it is. So it's like you're going to orient yourself to find your other hand on your leg and then go ahead and find all the places you can touch on your foot. So you're going to take your left hand around your heel, around the arch, around your toes, and you're just holding your ankle with your right hand. And that holding just gives you, yeah, it gives you somewhere to reach towards, and you can lift your head so that you can caress your foot. Caress and feel the shape of your ankle. Caress and feel the shape of your arch. Finding a way to breathe softly, regularly, not a deeper breath. Just, yeah, checking it out. Maybe it's pretty easy now. Maybe you can bring both hands there, or maybe you just find your ankle is really interesting. Nice. Yeah, maybe for some of you, you can even hold on and straighten your leg and lift yourself off the ground a little bit just by holding on with your hands. You can kind of lift yourself away from the ground with your leg reaching towards the ceiling. Nice. Good. Nice variations. I see lots of playing. Good. And then let that go. We're going to take a moment with your legs long, but then in a moment I'm going to have you stand just to feel your right and left sides for a minute. Feel the length of the front of your hip. And then find your way slowly up. Not a long break, just to stand and feel how you are over your right leg, how you are over your left leg. If you have a harder, nice, yeah, standing off your mat onto the floor would be great. And just feel what it's like to bring your weight over your right leg. The way that your foot makes contact with the ground. And then the way you bring your weight over your left foot. Yeah, good. You could walk across the room and back and then find find yourself lying down. Yeah, you guys can walk down the whole end of the house. You can look at the view if you're at Holly's house on the porch. Look out the window. Yeah. Might feel pretty stable over the right side right now. If you spend a little time with both, it'll be a little bit, little different data, that's all. Just a little different data. And then come back onto the ground and rest on your back. Okay. And bring your left leg just to see what it's like. So stand your right foot, have your right foot on the earth, and take your left knee in towards your chest and send your left foot up to the ceiling. Just feel what it's like, the left side. Yeah. And then when you're interested, take your left hand along the outside of your hip and up along the side. So detailing for yourself the shape, the temperature, the way the outside of your left leg feels. It may be a totally different sense on this side. Yeah. And then you know that you can take your right hand behind your head and make this a lot easier. One of the things that happens, and then you, of course, exhale as you lift your head to make it a little easier for you to reach all the way down your leg. You inhale when you rest your head on the ground. And when we think of our hamstrings being really tight, but often what it is that we're tight all the way along the back. And so one of the things you're doing is you're helping your system to shorten the front of you so the back of you can be long. And inhale as you come down. And you're also just enjoy the side of your leg, the way it feels. Good. And then coming down. And then pause. And let that go. When you're ready, you can start, and you know you'll do the other hand. So you can take a little break. Mm-hmm. And then when you're curious, you're going to take your right hand to the outside. So you're going to paint the outside of your leg with your right hand. And that's a very unfamiliar circumstance. So everywhere that you just felt with your left hand on the outside of your leg, you're going to now feel with your right hand. And your left hand can go behind your head to help yourself get there. Yeah. For me, I think my right hand has one set of sensors, and it's used for certain things. It's my mousing hand and my writing hand. So when I bring my left hand and my right hand, I get completely different data. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in order to make your head light, something happens with your back into the ground. So your low ribs go into the ground, your mid-back as you're exhaling. Nice job taking a break. Good job. That's right. And then pause, rest, let that go. If you want to rest on your side, you can. Yeah. And then bring your feet to stand, and you'll find your left leg over your chest if you're willing, left foot oriented towards the ceiling-ish, soft bend in the knee or as much of a bend as you'd like, and then find the inside of your leg, and I'll let you do both right and left in your own time. So incorporating the lifting of your head with your exhale as you go down further towards your foot, and then letting your head rest on the ground as you come closer towards the top of your thigh, towards the crease where your thigh meets your pelvis. Finding that a few times with the right hand, a few times with the left hand. Maybe you even reach your foot, maybe you don't reach your foot. You can bring your foot towards you. There's no rule that says you have to keep your foot away from you. Yeah, you could roll a little to the right to do it. You could roll a little to the left. Nice job. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you're finding an easier way to lift your head. Maybe it matters where you look. If you look straight up toward the ceiling, for example, and lift your head, which you could try, it might be a little harder than if you look down towards your foot that's standing on the ground. Yeah. This is a little more, we often are very still and quiet. This is a little more moving than usual, so it's okay to take rests. Good job. And we'll do that now, so go ahead and rest. Yeah. Nice. Okay. And then organize yourself with your feet standing. And you'll bring your left leg, unless you've already done this with the left, and then you'll do it with the right. You'll take your both hands behind your leg and move up the whole leg. Moving up the back of the leg to the hollow behind the knee. Yeah, and that's right. You can do it with just one hand, or you can do it with both. For some of us, it's just nice to have the support under the head, so that's absolutely fine. And if you feel like at this point it's pretty easy to lift your head, then you would just lift your head and let both hands move up the back of the leg all the way up to even maybe the heel. And then all the way down, you can find even down to your sitting bone, perhaps. Yeah. And maybe as you lift your head and exhale, your leg even can lengthen a little in a way away from you, or maybe it comes towards you. Yeah. Good. I see lots of people ready to rest, so go ahead and rest. Yeah. The rest is the updating of your model, right? Yeah. Kim, are you having soreness in your hips? Or are they okay? You could just say this for yes, soreness, and no, you're okay. Okay. All right. You can give me an update later. All right, perfect. Okay, and then we'll go and we'll find these circles. And stand both feet, bring your left knee over you, and reach with your, let's start with the right hand. Reach for the arch with your right hand. So you'll reach across to take a hold of your arch of your foot. You can have your knee as bent as you want. And take your left hand somewhere below the kneecap. So where the top of your shin transitions to be part of your knee. Yeah, and the reason you're holding your knee there is to just give yourself a sense of where the circle could end. It's like you're making a cone-shaped circle with your heel making a big circle and your knee making a little circle, and there's a little bit of information happening in your hip joint too. So you're guiding your foot in a circle, and your toes don't need to do very much. They can be soft, and now that you're all, now you can breathe. Yeah. Now you can just breathe. And you may feel, even if your head stays on the ground, you might feel where you get a sense of that softening in the chest to allow your foot to go, whether you lift your head or not, where you could press and you'll change. Yep, And you can play with lifting your head. I see that. Good. And then when you're interested, find the other direction. And it may be that you're, as you're going around the circle for yourself, your knee is able to be a little straighter. Sometimes you can do a bigger circle. There's some rolling that happens, isn't there? Yeah. And the rolling is kind of delicious. So there's something happening in both sides of you, on your back body, breathing in and breathing out. Nice. Okay, so if this is really delightful and you're not done, you can continue. If you're ready for your little, just a pause, go ahead and pause. For many of us, too, this lesson is an opportunity to wake up the hip joint. And often we sit and we're folded a little bit in the low back area. And so what can happen is our hip joints just get very, very stiff. And then we tend to have more back pain and more pain in our sacroiliac joints and more pain even in our necks. And so a lesson like this, if done really small, with very little force, can wake up that ball joint and the ability of the ball joint to move in all directions. And that can offer us a lot of freedom in our movements. Okay, so remember you are holding your foot or your ankle or wherever you could reach with your right hand and your knee-ish area with your left. So we're going to do the other way. When you're ready, stand your right foot and bring your left knee over you, or if you're doing your other leg, bless you, Terry, you'll do the other way. But you're going to reach around the outside of your left leg with your left hand, and you're aiming for the ankle, or maybe you're aiming for the outside of the foot. And you'll take your right hand below the knee, just as a reference point. And this is a very different situation to find circles. So one direction may be a little easier. It might be the outside part of the circle. And then find your breathing. Maybe organize so that your exhale will be when your leg is the longest and your inhale when your leg is the closest with your heel towards your sitting bone. Your exhale as your leg gets long and away from you. Your inhale as you get closer. Whether you let yourself roll, it's going to change what you feel. So if you don't roll or you do roll, that'll change what you experience. You can try it both ways. If you do lift your head or don't lift your head, you have both options. You would lift your head when you were exhaling and your leg was long, and inhale as your leg is short, and then change directions. How do you do that? Yeah. Really making sure that you're letting your hip move too. Yeah. It's sort of a sneaky one, because although the circle in theory is coming from the knee, it isn't actually. There's a turning that happens in the femur and the big bones of your thigh. Good. And then let it go and rest. Nice, yeah. Notice how both legs are resting right now. The space behind your knee, the space behind your ankle, space behind your low back. And then when you're willing, go ahead and stand both feet, bend your knees. And take your left hand to your left ankle, bringing your left knee over your chest, finding your left hand around your left ankle or maybe your left shin. Then you're going to take your right hand and go ahead and move your right hand to where your left hand is, and then paint around with your palm, find your toes, the side of your foot. Do whatever you do to really explore your heel. And remember, there's a going, and then there can be a rest where you get to inhale. There can be an exhale as you're reaching around the heel, and then an inhale as you rest. You could lift your head to help you organize to reach. Feel the length that happens through your shoulder, through the whole side of you to reach. Maybe you bring your toes to you. Nice. Good. Yeah, and then switch. Hold your ankle or your shin with your other hand. And find that with your left hand. So find the feeling of your heel. Explore the shape of your ankle with your left hand. If you need to pause, pause, and then come back to it. Feeling the shape and the feeling of your arch. The bony side, the top side of your foot probably feels more bony. Your toes. And take a rest. Yeah, some of you are having massages on your feet. Nice job, Kim. Yeah, she's playing. And then bring both knees bent, standing your feet. And bring both legs up. Bring both legs up. And see what it's like to bring your hands in between your legs and take a hold of your arches. Or your ankles. Yeah, like we did in the beginning. And just feel what it's like to lengthen your legs here. Yeah. And maybe you lift your head as you lengthen your legs and exhale, and then you bend and rest your head on the ground. And you can lengthen up toward the ceiling, or you can lengthen up toward the wall above your head and then bend. Yeah, what's it like? Good. And then, yeah, and then let that go. Yeah, actually, stay here and then rock a little side to side. Yeah, because that just looks like it feels good. And you could bend one leg as you go towards that side and bend the other as you go to the other side. And your breath would just come. There's no need to organize or hold the breath. Finding a way to rock, maybe it feels good to take both legs very wide and let yourself rock. As you come toward the middle, both legs are pretty even. And as you tip to one side, yeah, notice one leg get short and one leg get long. So when you go to the right, try bending the right leg and then try bending the left. And see, which way do you go? Yeah, what helps you to rock? This is called play, by the way, so there's not a right answer. So you're really getting to just, this is you. You get to figure it out. So now try going short on the side as you go towards the right, shorten the right, lengthen the left up toward the ceiling. And as you go to the left, shorten the left and lengthen the right up toward the ceiling. Yeah. And then, yeah, you can pause. Pause and let that go. Lengthen your legs long if that's comfortable for you for a minute. Yeah, feel your back on the ground. Okay, and bend your knees and stand your feet. And you'll bring your right leg up over your chest. Lengthen it as much as feels good. And then organize so that your right hand goes towards your ankle or your foot, and your left hand goes towards your knee. So you're holding the right ankle, at the right leg at the ankle or the arch with the right, and then your left hand is toward the knee. You can let your head just rest on the ground. And this time you're going to try and draw a circle with your heel on the ceiling. It's a very different kind of circle than we did before. So slowly feel. You can do this with a straightish leg, but you'll have to maybe bring your hands down, or you could do it with a more bent leg. You're making a circle. And feel your inhale come and your exhale come. And imagine where you would lift your head, but don't lift your head. Just see if you can find the softness in your chest that would let you get a little length through your leg. And then change your direction. Change your direction so that you have the other way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. And now everyone hold lower. Hold like at your thigh. Straighten your leg a little bit more, but doesn't need to actually be straight. And then find the circle here, located more in your hip joint. Yeah, and really like you're drawing. Maybe you're going to write something on the ceiling with your hip joint. And then go the other direction. Yeah, Ingrid, it's okay. It's fine. Yeah. Can you still hear me though? Yeah, okay, good. All right, and then rest. Mm-hmm. And now that you know what the intention of this movement is on the left side, you can choose. You can hold anywhere on your leg. So go ahead and bend both legs, stand your feet, bring your right leg over you, lengthen your heel up toward the ceiling in some way. And you decide where do you hold your leg. And the reason that you're holding your leg with your nice straight arms is to help you remember that this movement of your leg is related to the movement of your chest, to the softness of your ribs. And the softness of your breath will help your ribs and your neck and your shoulders be soft. And you're just drawing a lazy circle, like the blue angels were drawing in the sky, but that wasn't lazy. It was so loud. But you could have cloud tracers that you're drawing in the sky with your heel. When you're changing direction when you want to, you can change the hold. Yeah, you can see what it's like to lift your head. There's a gentle rocking that's happening for most of you. Yeah, no, slow, Ingrid. Nice and slow. Nice and lazy. Doesn't matter. Yeah, nowhere to go. Good. And let's rest. Yeah. And then we'll make friends with the whole system from here. So when you're willing, stand your feet and your knees, but nice and wide. You can imagine that if you were lying on a yoga mat, that you would have your feet on the edges of the yoga mat. And let your knees go an inch or two to the right, and then back to the middle where they were, and then an inch or two to the left. So keeping your knees nice and wide. Yep, that's right. Just rocking like an inch or two right, an inch or two left. Yep. And you might be able to really sense what's happening inside your hip joints here. There may be quite a bit of sensation there, or maybe more than you're used to having. Maybe you have more sense in your legs. Then you can start to make that movement just a little bit bigger and find a way to breathe. So maybe you're inhaling when you come to the middle with your knees oriented up and exhaling as they begin to go to one side. Inhaling as you orient them up, exhaling as they go to the side. Making sure it's a reversible movement, so you're never going so far that you have to really hoik yourself up. We're staying in this really sweet, continuous place where at any moment you could switch direction and go the other way. Yep. Yeah, notice for yourself what's happening with your head and your eyes. Notice if there's something happening in your mid-belly, someplace you could add some more softness, some more space, some more ease, heaviness. Mm-hmm. And then if your head and your neck are very still, we'll see for yourself whether it'd be easier to have your head turn with your knees or to have your head turn away from your knees. So if your knees go to the right, your head might go to the left, or your head might go to the right with your knees. Inhaling when your knees come up, exhaling when they go down. Yeah. When your knees are up, your nose is up toward the ceiling, and then everything happens together. Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. And notice if there's other places you have tension that isn't so helpful. Like maybe you can let your feet be fully on the ground. Maybe your hands. And I see a lot of you are putting your arms kind of a little out to the side. Some of you have them over your head. You happy where your arms are? Yeah, you can just see. Mm-hmm. Good. Nice. And Terry, you can even take your legs wider apart and you'll find it'll do something different. Yeah. Yep. Now we're going super slow, but you still might be ready to rest. I see you, Kim. Yeah, so rest. Go ahead and rest. If you haven't already, join the resting group. Nice. Yeah. And then bend your knees, and this last time, stand your feet. Let your knees, both knees, come over your chest. And you can just take hold of both knees somewhere lazily. So maybe you're holding that place right below the knee at the top of the shin. Yeah. And then find a roll here. So let your legs open to help you roll to one side a little bit. And then come back to the middle. And it's a funny thing to say, so if the first time we try anything, usually we hold our breath, so that's okay, and that's part of it. Yeah. And try to let your legs go really wide as you come down to one side. If you go to the right a little, your legs become really far apart. And they come together as you come to the middle. So they come, yeah. So you'll find actually you can send just one leg down and keep your other leg almost oriented to the ceiling as a balance, as like a break. So that as your right shoulder and your right leg get a little closer to the ground, your left side's lagging behind a little and it will help you to come back to the middle. Yeah, that's right. And then you bring yourself to the middle by bringing your leg up. Yep. Mm-hmm. And find your own timing and your own way. When do you breathe? Can you roll all the way to your side in this way? Yeah, how would you roll all the way? Maybe your other leg would need to come more if you were going to roll all the way, and then you would open the top leg up. So if you went down to the right, your left leg would have to join you all the way to get to your side. Yeah, nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, there's a very nice counterbalance that happens. Nice job. Yeah. You can take yourself all the way and then take a rest. Yeah, you can keep going if you want to, but when you're ready, take a rest. You can scooch up so your feet don't have to be against the poofy chair. Yeah. Maybe take that away from your head and see what it's like without it. Yeah. Yeah. Your head's lying a little differently now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Resting, returning to your sense of the way you breathe here at the end of your process. In a way, there are some things that happened in this class that are similar to the breathing process of last week, because we've taken on some work in the front of the chest, and you are recalibrating. So your breathing might feel a little different. You might go down into your low belly a little more easily, and you could place a hand there if you're not sure, just to feel what's happening with your breath. You'll go very slowly when you're ready to roll to your side and to come up and stand. And take your time to do that. There's no hurry. When you do stand, you guys could just fold your mat so you have a little more room, and you could stand on the hard floor. Let's just be in standing for a moment. Mm-hmm. That's great. You didn't know there were so many mats. Yeah. We have a lot of padding. Yeah. Yeah, and maybe you are shifting your weight side to side, or maybe you're just feeling really your feet, your hips. When we're really well aligned over our feet, which doesn't happen through effort, it happens because we've dropped a lot of effort. At the end of a yoga class, this happens too. Sometimes we don't have a sense of our knees. What we have a sense of is almost like a pillar, a very solid but a stable structure. And your feet might feel really grippy or larger. Your legs may feel really stable. And one of the things that makes us feel stable is when we know that we can move in any direction without a lot of extra effort. It makes us feel stable because we're confident and we know that we can, that we could move, we can get out of the way. So feel shifting side to side. And maybe feel your spine over yourself, your sense of the way that your head is over your feet. When we organize the chest, you know, it changes the neck and our head. Yeah. And then take a walk. And if any of you that are online want to say hi, you can unmute and say hi after you walk. Walk through the house like your orange earrings. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's water in the kitchen if you want. Don't think anybody's chosen a glass yet. Yeah. Okay, Kim, let me see if I can unmute you.